Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Normally, we're joined at this time by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, but Justin has the afternoon off. We'll take a look at all the market news and the closing numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
December cattle traded up 50 cents Wednesday and recouped all of their losses. A jump in beef prices late Tuesday and ideas that cash cattle could trade up to $129 this week helped to support. Beef was up $1.28 on the session yesterday. For the Cattle on Feed report, which is unlikely to be released on Friday, traders see October 1st on feed supply down 7.3% from last year, and this may have added to the positive tone. Choice box beef cutout values, compliments of Erner Berry, were up 10 cents on the midday wire, with select beef up 11 cents. December hogs traded sharply higher Wednesday and back up near the higher end of the six-week trading range. The market was trading lower on the day ahead of the pit opening, but speculative buyers turned active and there was little in the way of selling to offset. Cash markets were steady to 50 cents lower, and pork values were down sharply on the evening pork wire late Tuesday. February hogs surged up to new highs. The CME announced that the final settlement for the October contract is 90.62. December wheat Wednesday traded lower as the market absorbed a jump in the U.S. dollar to near a one-month high, talk of increased competition from India ahead, and continued good weather for the U.S. planting season. Talk of higher-than-expected production out of Australia and news from China that actual imports could be well below earlier expectations were also seen as negative factors. The selling pushed the market down to its lowest level since October the 2nd. European wheat was also down, with talk of a little better weather for the Black Sea region to get some more winter wheat planted. December corn traded slightly lower Wednesday. Rumors that China bought more U.S. corn for March to May delivery helped to support the higher trade overnight. We'll take a look at all the closing market numbers right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Recapping our numbers from today, October live cattle were up 80 cents at 129.30. December live cattle up half a dollar at 133.25. October feeders today up 30 cents at 166 even. And the November contract closed up 22 cents at 167.72. December lean hogs today were up a dollar at 88.80. And the February contract closed up 85 cents at 90.65. In our grain markets, December Kansas City wheat was down 11.5 cents at 744.75. July Kansas City wheat down 7.25 at 727.5. On the Chicago board, December wheat down 4.25 cents at 681.5. July contract off 4.5 at 684.25. On the row crops, Chicago December corn down 3/4 at 442.75. March contract off 0.5 cent at 455.25. November soybeans today were up 9.5 cents at 1276.5. And January soybeans up 8.75 at 1274.75. December cotton today down 55 points at 83.16 cents per pound. In the energy markets, November crude oil was at $102.34, and November natural gas was at $3.77 per million BTUs. That's a look at your afternoon futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.